maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
We're back again with Rachel Chung, and we are going to talk about cleaning our skin, cleansing.
Yes, yes. I want to say we are in front of skincare step now, right? Which step do you think is most important?
Cleaning.
Exactly. Cleaning our face. The one of the episode is one of my friend, actually she's my client, she told me, and how can improve my skin? And then I ask first my questions, how do you cleanse? The funny thing is, she says, I don't cleansing. I just wash it with water.
That's what I thought about when you say cleansing.
Yeah, and then just put another like skincare products. I was shocked. Because think about this. All day we are outside, even train, even road, all our dust stuck on your face. What a gross. Then you just leave it there, don't cleansing. And then you even your dust, micro dust still, we can't see, but still stuck there. And then you put your moisturizer on the top of that. It gets worse. All of our pores blocked. That's why cleansing is most important step. All of things.
So cleansing is different from washing your face.
Exactly. So in cleansing, there are two big ways to big to root. So in terms of a woman, even for men, if they're using makeup and sun cream, if they're using sun cream and makeup, we have to cleansing that part. Because it is hard to get rid of your sun cream and makeup only by cleansing foam or just only water. That's why the first step is cleansing your makeup and sun cream. And how? So cleansing oil, cleansing cream, cleansing tissue, three of that.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, don't think about that you have to use three of this. No, this is all. So you just use one of three items. But depending your skin type, you have to use different cleansing method. So if you are oily skin, you have to use cleansing tissue. And if you are dry skin, you better to using cleansing oil or lotion. Even sensitive or damaged skin, you better to using cleansing lotion. And combination is, actually it doesn't matter, but I recommend is better to using cleansing tissue. But for my preference, I always using cleansing tissue and cleansing lotion together. Because especially for around my eye, eye makeup is really hard to remove by cleansing oil or cleansing lotion. Because always into my eyes is really torturing. So I always using cleansing tissue around my eyes and then like a small minute part. And then cleansing lotion and the eye just over the eyes all on my face. Remove makeup sometimes or sun cream. And after next step, this is a mandatory step. And then second step of a cleansing step is cleansing foam. So cleansing foam is I recommend you use just depending your size of your face, average using $2 size of the cleansing foam.
Not much.
Because we are using cleansing foam cleansing step. The first step. But thing is, everyone says that the more you use cleansing foam, it's gonna go for your skin. Forget about this, please. The more using cleansing foam, the more dry and the more sensitive your skin gonna be. That's why first step is important.
So what does the cleansing foam do in particular?
Cleansing foam is, to be honest, there are three steps of the cleansing. So cleansing foam do is, you can see that cleansing foam is just cleansing the rest of some dust. So makeup and sun cream, different ingredients from dust, right? So what their cleansing tissue, oil, lotion do is, they are for the targeting for makeup.
And for sunscreen.
Exactly. So cleansing foam, targeting is dust. So two different things. And the last step is the toner. Toner is everyone thinking about this is same as a skin. But toner is, toning means is a wipe. So this is the last cleansing.
Toner.
Yes. So back to the cleansing foam. And I always want to check ingredient of the your cleansing foam. Now, if you grab the your cleansing foam, let's check the ingredient. And now, any word of the ingredient contains surfactant, S-U-R-F-A-C-T. If you have, straightly go to bin, please. Because the surfactant is the making the artificial foam. But same time, this also causes the imbalance of your hormone and it causes cancer. Because a lot of cosmetic company now using this one to make a foam. Because everyone thinking is when they have a foam,
the more foam,
the foam,
better.
They're better. No, this is the wrong answer. This is just a marketing thing. So even our body wash, even our shampoo, conditioner, it also has a lot of surfactant to make artificial foam. So now you have to check about that. So strictly check that one. Use the cleansing foam without surfactant.
So exactly. That's S-U-R-F-A-C-T. Surfactant. So yep. Don't use any one of those.
Exactly. And then already, as I already mentioned that last time, the how to cleansing using cleansing foam with the water. Could you remember?
It has to be warm.
Exactly.
First.
Yeah.
And then you end with cold.
Exactly. And also, I just always recommend it's a very good answer. And then you have to use the, spend time. Don't using the same time in shower and cleanse your face. Because a lot of people wash your face while you shower. But thing is, when you wash your shower, always all the time touching our skin.
It's warm
our
water.
Face, warm water. Actually, hot water, technically. Yeah. So, must take it separately and then wash your face and then put some of the skincare, even just the skin, and then go to the shower. And then warm water, remember, warm water, finish with the cold water. Even when you wash your hair, same way. Because our scalp is also our skin. If you don't care about the scalp, and then this one, what happened is our skin is...
Your scalp will dry out.
Drier, and the scalp always takes a gravity, right? So it actually lifting for our skin, all our face. The center of our lifting belongs to scalp.
Our scalp.
Exactly, scalp. So if you're losing elasticity from your
scalp,
that means your skin less elastic. Mm-hmm. Slowly.
So it's important that you have a healthy scalp.
Exactly.
So you can have a healthy skin.
Yeah. That's why a lot of in Korea, a lot of women, they nowadays crazily money invested to scalp treatment.
After we cleanse, we tone.
Yes, with toning.
And next time we will talk about
basic skincare products, not just only moisturizer. Please remember there are much more products you have to care about.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.